Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Asian Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM, 987 FM. A voice for people do utilise your mob, and a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours. Our Deadly Black Network give all our stories, all our yarns, opportunity for our mob to play their beats, have their music being heard, and talk about all our successes as black people in this country. Yarn Up Strong, you mob, add to the conversation. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Let's open up the show with Stomping Ground and Warrumpy Band. Do enjoy.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Dele Troy Castadelli, thank you very much. It is National Talk Black, yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Okay, update with news and regarding headlines. Victoria records 510 new COVID-19 cases and one death as state hits 70% first dose target. Unvaccinated nurses bring heart procedures to standstill in Sydney Hospital. And also vaccines flexibility lead workplace return. And where we're sitting in regard to the vaccinations in this country, 44.7% have been fully vaccinated, and 69.8% have at least done the one dose, and 44.7% Australians are aged 16 and older fully vaccinated, as I just mentioned, and those numbers in regard to states and territories. 50% in New South Wales, 54% in ACT, 42% in Victoria, Queensland at 40%, and South Australia at 42%, West Australia at 40%, Northern Territory at 46%, and Tasmania at 50%. So total doses given, 23,751,922. And doses last 24 hours, 305,799. And cases at the moment, 510. That's locally acquired cases last 24 hours. Active cases estimated 18,437. And tests, the testing for COVID-19, last 24 hours, 222,346. So they're the numbers, they're the figures in regards to who they are. So have your say, Yann Armstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yanni with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM. All right, Yann Armstrong, your mob, let me hear what you got to say. Too deadly.
Before my eyes, my people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogum. Slam.
Yeah, to Delhi, Nomi J, 40 Tribes of Bagwalman, here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. The baldy one, Murray from the Curry, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Going to catch another Murray from the Curry. We've got Shawnee Chulber on the line, funny man. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah. I want to just say a big hello to everyone out there.
Yes.
And in Cairns, surrounding areas and all that kind of stuff. I'm coming live from Castletown Shopping Centre, Townsville.
Castletown Shopping Centre, Townsville. Too deadly, yeah. My brother. So you're shopping up a storm there. You must have bucks there, cuss loan there.
I got COVID repayments.
Oh, COVID repayment. What's that, brother? Speaking of COVID, Shawnee Chulber, did you get your jabs?
Well, you know, I have a saying that, you know, like a lot of times when I do my comedy routines or I write a post or a status or whatever, I finish with, jab it in ya. And yes, I got two.
Jab it in ya. You got your two jabs, is what you're saying.
Yeah, jab it in ya now. So basically, I got the two jabs.
Okay, bro.
And basically, that's what we used to do in boxing. You know, like when you box, you get jab,
boost.
Yeah, jab, you know. And so I've had the two jabs. And if anyone out there has like a needle phobia or anything like that, I didn't even feel it. The first needle bent.
Well, you're too muscly that arm, that's why.
Yeah, I was like muscly, like a little bullfrog or something.
Green frog.
No, I got shaved like cane toe, but basically, you know, they're like muscly, like them kangaroos, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk about your jab. So when you got jab, any side effects? Did it affect your pregnancy, you know? Anything like that, brother?
Well, I found I could run faster now.
Yeah, brother, I think you took the wrong jab. Right. You took steroids. We're talking about COVID-19 vaccination, brother.
You know, with the vaccination, right, I got it in the morning. Mm-hmm. By the afternoon, Murray was running up Cafe Hill.
No, you don't. Yeah, too fit, that Murray.
There's no side effects whatsoever. I mean, everyone's different.
Everyone's different, sure, yes.
But at the end of the day, you're just going to have a little bit of uncomfortable feeling in your arm the next day or whatever, that night or whatever, you know, and that's it. And the next day, it's gone. But the secret is just move that arm. Don't just hold it and nurse it all day and feel sorry for yourself, you know, and cry that, you know, no one love you anymore.
Give yourself an uppercut with that same arm.
So they suggest you use the arm that you always use.
Yes. Okay, there you go. So you keep like active with that arm. So that's the first jab. And what about the second jab? Any side effects there?
Mm-hmm.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee. Chuba. Shawnee, you leave me swinging in the breeze. You there with me? You're shopping, eh? You're focusing at the counter. You there? Can you hear me?
Come in.
Shawnee. Are you playing with me or you can't hear me, my brother? This is a serious matter, serious conversation. You always got to mock, hey? Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you. You can call back, and I'm going to mock you until you call back. That's Shawnee Chulber there. We're having a serious conversation, but I don't know if he's playing games or what have you, but he's there at Castle Hill Shopping Town. So that's where he is, shopping there in Townsville. I said it must be rolled up in cash. But he got his two jabs. That's what we were talking about regarding vaccination. And mom need to get vaccinated or get the information, get educated. And big shout out to Wu Chopran, also Gindaja. They did their bit like a couple of weeks ago. And so did Wu Chopran here in Cairns, First Nation Health Organisations. And they're doing another run this Saturday for the local mob at Wu Chopran, and BBM will be there doing the outdoor broadcast. But get vaccinated and I'll come to the table and have the conversation, get the knowledge if you're sitting on the fence. But Shawnee Chulber said, get and do it. That's what he says, but we'll try and get that brother back and yarn with him again. We'll try again. Shawnee Chulber, you there?
Randy, I don't know what happened. It just all of a sudden, I don't know. Like we're talking.
Someone jabbed the lion, mucked it up.
The lion, yes. And
I was asking you about the second jab, my brother. When you got your second jab, any side effects there, brother?
No side effects. I got proposed two times.
You got proposed?
By nurse. You see what I mean? This vaccination is different, you know? And I've never had hair on my chest Now I've got a hair on my chest.
Don't talk like that. Your second jab gave you hair on your chest. Well, how?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to trim it. I had to get a beard trimmer. I don't even own a beard trimmer. I can't even grow a beard.
Jerry Hest. Got the muscly chest all fluffed up now. You can use Afrocomb now on your chest.
I might do that, you know? Yeah.
All right, so you're saying, our deadly black comedian, that thumbs up for the vaccination. You're telling our mob, get the vaccination or get to the table and have a yarn with our First Nation health organisations. Get the knowledge, get the information, you know, before you make the decision. You're saying act on it anyway, is what you're saying. That's the world we live in, eh, brother?
Well, you know, don't listen to, you know, all the other... Well, you know, it's up to you. You know, you each to their own. But basically, I did mine because, you know, often, you know, I'm travelling, I'm working at schools, you know, and corporate functions and whatnot. Mm. So I just thought, you know, do it, like, keep myself safe, but also keep the community safe and things like that. It's a bit like, you know, like, you know, all I know, I don't know what's in the vaccine, but I also don't know what's in Nurofen and Panadol. I know when my kids have a fever or they're sick or something like that, I give them Nurofen, Panadol. 20 minutes later, they're running around crazy.
There you go.
All
right.
I don't know what's in it. But
yeah,
all I know
you don't find the ingredients of that tablet, do you? It's the same thing with the vaccination. And you look at majority of the world have taken the jab. You know, we've lost some people along the way and thoughts go to the families, what have you. But that, like I said, that's the world we live in, and it's about protecting, especially our mob and especially our elders. Well, First Nation people are vulnerable, aren't they, brother?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I also thought, you know, coming up as well. You know, we often, like this time of the year, as it starts getting into the grand finals of NRL and all that kind of stuff, and we have the All Blacks Carnival.
Well, exactly, yeah, and that's when we mingle, that's where we socialise, and we can't be passing on virus to each other, brother.
We do it, we get all vaccinated, we're going to rechange that name to the All Vax. All Vax.
Not the All Blacks, the All Vax.
my hairdresser, you know, I'm not mocking people because of the way they talk, but
no.
And I can say this, okay?
Yes.
Without being racist.
Yeah, because we're not racist people. Continue.
Yeah, I have Asian persuasion and extraction. But my I am fully white.
But what a reconciliation. Cooking rice.
She reckon like this. She's there doing my hair, and she reckon, I am fully waxed. I said, too much information, number one.
Too much information. Don't visualize it. That's too late. I saw everything.
Too much information. I don't want to know that. And she goes, you are like me. We are fully waxed. And I go, sir.
Fully waxed. So all that hair in your chest is no longer.
I said, well, I just got a beard trimmer. Now you're telling me I could just wax this chest.
Yeah. So wax, all wax carnival coming up very soon. All wax carnival. And get vaxxed is what you're saying.
You know, I think a lot of you know, men out there might be laughing about the all wax, but we know all them men. Mm. You know, they be waxing their legs, trimming, yeah, with their beard trimmer, polishing up their leg before they put that boot on. You know,
making out.
All wax carnival. They're lucky I don't play. Oh, man, I would fling them around. I'll muck around.
I'm a Shawnee Chulra. Look, we're around the corner from Christmas. Merry Christmas, my cuss. So what's your plan for Christmas? We're 3 months out.
3 months out of Christmas. A lot can happen in 3 months. You know, you could get locked up.
You can get locked up in 3 months? Yeah, yeah. What else?
Come out and, yeah, you could you know what? 3 months, you could get married.
You can get married. You can sign up in a course, kick your big toe. Anything can happen in 3 months, brother.
Yeah, if you're in a rocky relationship, my relationship advice is just go live in Rocky. You know?
Go live in Rockhampton if you're in a rocky relationship. And then you can flatten out the surface, so to speak, the platform, the foundation of a relationship. Go to Rockhampton, eh?
Yeah, that's it. You know, in 3 months' time, I just hope that borders all open,
yes,
and we can all, everyone, every single one of us, can just happily, freely see our loved ones, our families, and you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And all that kind of stuff. And that would be good. That would
normality,
be,
that would exactly. Normality. So when you catch up with a mob, you can hug and chum, you know, and make that deadly greet. Because we belongs to that, yeah. Eh, brother?
I miss that. You know, like when I see you, you know, I got to touch you with my elbow and things like that. And
you'd rather hug me, eh, my cuss? Not that elbow stuff.
Me, I can give you, yeah, you know.
too dirty, my brother. Listen, how have you travelled in COVID-19? The work that you do, like I said, you travel around a lot. Borders closed. So has it been quiet for you at the business side of things, brother?
Well, at first, when I was sneaking over the borders, I didn't realise...
Hey, what? You sneaking over the borders?
Well, I thought it was covert.
Covert?
But covert. I was like, on a secret mission, you know? But it's covert.
That's right, yeah. Brother. Yeah, the wrong terminology there, brother. And that can get you in a lot of trouble if you're not, listening or paying attention to what's been said. You get in a lot of trouble. Right. You can't be crossing borders there, cuss.
No. I don't do that. It's just jokes, okay? Anyone out there?
Because you're a comedian. Yeah. You're only joking.
I'm just joking, yeah. Believe it or not, I'm just joking, yeah. So,
my brother, look, I'm going to...
Can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, give a shout-out. Who you give a shout-out to?
Well, Tully Tigers.
Tully Tigers, all right. Okay, big shout-out, Tully Tigers.
Tully Tigers, Saturday night.
Yep.
They have their presentation, comedy night, and, you know, a lot of my family play there, the Maritas.
Yes.
And I'd like to dedicate my show to Carlene Marita, the late, great Carlene Marita, and Boston, sorry. And also just big shout-out to the Tully Tigers, Shaney Marita, who writes for the Tully Times.
Yes.
And I just talked to someone yesterday, and they said, how's Tully's memory? And I said, what are you talking about? And they go, well, we play for Mossman Sharks. And we beat them. I don't know how many years ago. I don't know what century.
Yep.
I don't know what decade. But football is living some time warp.
Okay, there you go, brother. So are you presenting at the Tully Tigers presentation, are you?
Well, I will be presenting some light-skinned Murray with Best and Fairest.
Best and Fairest, light-skinned Murray.
But also, I think... after that, then Murray has to drive to out your way, Cloncurry Way, to a beautiful place known as Boulia.
A Boulia, yes. Right, him cowboy, brother. You're amongst the cowboys there, my cuss.
Man, they real cowboys out there. They're not like these Townsville cowboys cruising around. These fellas ride donkeys, camel, and horse out there.
Well, you travel safe, my brother. Look, big shout-out. Thank you for the yarn. And I'll see you at the next All Vax Carnival.
I'm gone Min Min Light.
Min Min Light. Love you, my brother. You take care, brother, man.
You take care.
Keep smiling, you and the children. Funny man, brother.
You the funny man.
What a love, brother. What a love.
You hang up.
No, you hang up. No, I love you.
No, you hang up.
I won't. You. Shawnee Chilbert, too funny, that brother, too deadly, and he's fired up, excited about life, and he got vaccinated, got his two jabs. He's telling you, mob, to get vaxxed, and he'll see you at the next All Vax Football Carnival. There it is, Black Image, Cecilia Wharf. Do enjoy. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come, ya little bro, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a couple of photos, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow, passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see your boy. If I know low boat, I low dinghy. You are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow, passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you more.
Yeah, Sasha Wharf, Black Image here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
How are you, brother?
Everybody. Yeah, that's good what Sean he said, no side effects. The only side effect is that you feel better, that you're protected.
Yeah. And that's his take on it. And, like I said, we're not pushing down people's throat. Everyone's got their own choices, what he mentioned. But just talking about how he travelled in regard to two jabs, he went well.
Yeah. Okay, but now for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I thank Maddie too. He, on the request show before, I got Peter. He played the Peter Tosh song for me, No More Nuclear War.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yep.
Hello.
Hello, Tony. No, lost Tony. Tony, you there? Sorry, Tony, lost you there, brother. You're thanking Maddie. I just picked that up, but give me a call back and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, your mob, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number. Call and have your say. Maybe you're on the yarn about COVID-19, maybe you're on the yarn about Grand Finals, AFL Grand Final, Demons up against the Bulldogs. That's happening on the 25th of September over in WA, up the stadium. Or maybe you want to talk about NRL and what's happening in semi-finals this weekend. We'll try again with Brother Tony. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Come with your truth.
Yeah, so you're thanking Maddie. Sorry, what happened?
I was thanking Maddie for the song he played before on the request show, a rare track by Peter Tosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that was No More Nuclear War. I'm sparked up by this nuclear submarine announcement.
Yeah, exactly. We're all living in COVID-19 and there's still wars going on, or protection of wars. Yeah, it's nuclear.
Yeah, the COVID's been going for 18 months just about, and they just said that for the last 18 months, the Yanks and the Poms have sort of done all this, got the submarine. Well, I just think it's wrong because how many times we follow Americans into war and they're stirring up China here and stuff.
Well, we are allies too, America, aren't we, you know? Big brother?
Well, I'm not.
Because oh, you're not? You Pommy lad.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I'm Australian now, mate, and we live far away from it all, and they keep dragging this country into wars, and they say, oh, that's the longest war. The longest war on the planet is the war against the Aboriginal people. There's no treaty.
Yeah, second that, brother. I hear you.
So, you know, I'm really pacifist, and I think that three strikes, and I think there will be a revolution in this country about the submarines. As New Zealand is nuclear-free, you know, and they won't even service nuclear boats.
Mm.
The thing is, if they get submarines, they said they're not going to be armed. But the point of the thing is that if you buy a gun, you can buy the bullets later, you know.
Mm.
You know,
exactly.
You can get a submarine. And as I've been down the green patch there, I've been talking to travellers, and I talked to one guy from Weeper there that was working for the mine, and he said to me, oh, the Americans have got like a naval base up in Weeper, and a lot of American boats up there.
Mm.
I didn't know about that. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
We know that the Chinese have rented the port of Darwin, so they have a presence there, which is in the Northern Territory. And then so up here on the tip of Queensland, there's supposed to be quite an American naval presence up there. You know, New Zealand gets along and doesn't insult China the way Australia is doing, following America all the time. And they've got good trade with China, and we live here. Mm. And we're being dictated to by overseas people. And
it's like going over someone's place for dinner, then next day talking about them, so to speak.
Yeah, terrible, mate. They've done all this behind our back. And other disturbing thing I heard about Weeper, there's a lot of workers up there, and a fella told me that they're trying to play Murray's in food stamps, and that's another story. Someone might want to come on and comment on that.
Yeah.
But I'm a pacifist and wish everybody, we've got enough worries.
Mm.
And the American war machine has just finished 20 years, and now they're
in Afghanistan. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
You know, Australia went there, they went to Vietnam, they went to the First World War, the Second World War, the whole lot. And China is our neighbour. What's that old song? Wouldn't it be nice to get on with your neighbours?
Yeah, true that, true that. And war's a business, isn't it, Tony?
It's a business, and that's it. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, they finished in Afghanistan, and now they just click their fingers. They cancelled one submarine contract here, and they're going for nuclear, and that's anyway, that was on a local show, that Peter Tosh song, No More Nuclear War.
Yeah.
I really hope reggae that man. It becomes... Yeah, Reggae Man, he does a really deadly version of Johnny Be Good too, but that song is something from the past, and I requested it for the
part
government.
Part in the punt, but a blast from the past. Part in the punt.
Blast from the past, yeah. Now, all good, but I just think that the nuclear future affects everybody, Murray's, me, everybody, you. We've got enough to worry about.
I think so, brother. You may have opened up a deadly conversation then. I've got to keep moving, Tony, but thank you for your call.
Yep, make love, not war. Bye.
Love it. Too deadly. Have you say Yarn Up Strong and Your Mob, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program, just steering the ship, that's all I'm doing, and taking right through to 12 noon Queensland time. So do have you say 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. All right, last week we had a catch-up with the Deadly Yarn with Chris Rome. Got him back on the line and going to talk about his space. He's a journo with New Matilda and looks strong ally for AM Mob here in this deadly country of ours. Chris Graham, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm very good, mate. Very good.
Good, brother. Good, brother. So where are you at?
Oh, I'm still on Ninjeriba, Stradbroke Island, just off the coast of Brizzy there.
Yes.
But I'm supposed to leave today or tomorrow. I've had all my vaccinations, so I've had my both my.
You've been jabbed twice, yes? You're all good?
Jabbed twice. Mm-hmm. Haven't died from it, which is good news.
Good news, you're still with us. So where are you off to? Wilcannia?
Yeah, Wilcannia and Broken Hill. I've probably got to go via Sydney, but Wilcannia and Broken Hill, which is where I spend most of my time anyway.
Now, yarn last week was about Wilcannia and what happened with the vans, the camper vans.
Yeah, they buggered it up. That was the 30 camper vans arriving.
For isolation.
3 weeks late. Yeah, for isolation. And for people who missed it or don't know,
yes.
Wilcannia is obviously a small, remote, predominantly Aboriginal community, population about 750 people, and it's about 2 hours from Broken Hill. And for those who don't know where Broken Hill is, it's basically the middle of the desert. It's the very, very far west of New South Wales. It's really close to the South Australian border. Broken Hill is only 20 minutes from the border. So,
yeah. But Wilcannia is isolated big time because you can't even have internet there. We spoke last time.
No, the internet or mobile phone coverage. They've got a bit, but it's terrible. You can't use it. It's an absolute joke. But the overcrowding in that community is massive, like it is in most Aboriginal communities around the country, and the government had been warned about that God knows how many times. So to solve that problem, 3 weeks after the outbreak, Wilcannia, they arrived with 30 motorhomes, which is...
There's the answer. Really. There's the solution to the problems of overcrowded.
Well, and there you go. I mean, why doesn't the Australian government or the Queensland government or whoever just buy shares in Hertz, rent a motorhome or something, and then they can solve Aboriginal overcrowding all around the country? Just as
well, the Aboriginal communities get ready, make space for camper vans. There's the answers. We laugh about it, but it's sickening, really.
Well, I mean that's their response. I've never seen anything like this, Trev. It really is quite extraordinary to watch.
Yeah.
The COVID is obviously a terrible, terrible thing, and it's
of course it is
doing terrible, terrible things to people and communities all over the world. But one of the really not good things about COVID, but interesting things about COVID, is that it's been exposing the gaps. Really, quite spectacularly.
Well, oil always rises to the top, doesn't it?
Oh, look, the incredible thing about the Wilcannia outbreak is that there have been no deaths so far. Touch wood.
Yes.
There's still been no deaths. In fact, there's only been one person hospitalised, and he's out of trouble. So thus far, it's been extraordinary to watch, because the threat to the community is as extreme as it gets. But they haven't suffered any deaths. But in the process, what we have seen exposed is the abject incompetence and failure of state and federal governments to firstly comprehend the situation confronting them and the reality of life for Aboriginal people in Wilcannia. And then secondly, their capacity to respond when a crisis that they've been warned about for 18 months, their capacity to respond to that crisis when it finally hits. I mean, it's been extraordinary. The level of incompetence followed by mealy-mouthed, you know, lies and arse-covering since has been... I've literally, in 30-something years of journalism, I've never seen anything quite like this. I've never seen bureaucrats sweat so hard.
But their pay doesn't change.
No, I mean, they'll get a bonus at the end of this.
They'll get a bonus
if they manage to get away with this without media actually discovering how incompetent they are.
Yeah.
And they may well pull that off, because you can actually, from Queensland...
They are ninjas. They are very deadly.
Can you? But you might be able to watch it from Cairns, although I hear you've got the NBN there now, and it's made things worse. But one of the things you can do is log on to the New South Wales Parliament inquiry into the response to COVID. And actually, can you still hear me? Because I...
Yes.
Yeah, it's dropped out again.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yep, go ahead. You there? Nah, dropped out. That's Chris Graham. We'll try and get Chris Graham back. He's on a roll there, talking about his space as a journo, and in regards to the holes in decisions in regarding, well, looking at the situation with Wilcannia, had a breakout there with the COVID-19. Of course, like all Aboriginal communities, housing problems, and their answer to that was sending 30 motorhomes. So we're just continuing that conversation, and that's with Chris Graham, journo, New Matilda. Got the brother back online. You there, brother? No, not there. We're just talking about the internet there as well at Wilcannia, but it's not happening here at the moment as well. We'll try again. You there, brother?
Hey, Trevor, I think I was literally talking to you about how
exactly
the internet is.
Pardon the punt.
It's like someone from Telstra's listening in to BBM and going, oh, they're mentioning the crap internet again. Cut him off.
He's on the roll. Stop him.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I was talking about how bad... You can log on to Parliament. If you're not in Cairns or Wilcannia, you can log on.
Not in Cairns, but yeah, that's right, yes.
And watch the inquiry into the government response to COVID. And what you will see is bureaucrats sweating like you've never seen bureaucrats sweat. But you won't see the CEO of the Far West Local Health District, because he didn't appear this week. CEO of the Western District, which
MIA,
is Dubbo, where the outbreak sort of began, he appeared, a man called Scott McLaughlin. But Umut Aegis, the CEO of the Far West,
yes,
wasn't there. Not there to answer questions to Parliament.
Of course.
And I think you've lost me again.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you can't hear me, brother. You there? Nah, they're listening. Chris Graham, probably try again, my brother. It's you got us on edge in regard to checking out that website, logging on, and New South Wales government. But you can have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. A one-hour program, got about 15 minutes left on the program, and we're yarn up strong here, a deadly voice for our people, a tool you can utilise, black or white. Have your say and yarn up strong. And that number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page is all BBM987FM. Yarning up strong and all the topics. Like I said, we've got the semi-finals with NRL that's happening. And tonight we've got the, who's playing? We've got the Manly Sea Eagles. They're up against the Roosters. Do or die situation. The winner will go on to play the Rabbitohs next week to see who goes in the grand final from that those two games. And the other game tomorrow, you got the Penrith Panthers up against Parramatta Eels. The loser's out and the winner goes ahead and plays Melbourne Storms and the winner of that game then goes in the grand final. But as for the AFL, yes, that's already set in place for the big dance. That's the Melbourne Demons up against the Western Bulldogs, 7:15 p.m. over WA, Western Australia, the Optus Stadium. So there it is. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, at the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. As we talk about internet problems and motorhomes, here's Auntie Wilma reading. You can't be serious. Take that down. You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can't take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it.
Too beautiful. Annie Wilma reading, you can't be serious. Saw her at the last injection day, vaccine day at Wu Chopperin, and looked great to see her. And that's her deadly track there, a beautiful jazz singer, and stems from the Pitt family, All My Mob, so fantastic. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Going to catch up with a coach of the under-18 side there, Gold Coast, and that's Andrew Venables. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, brother. So, look, congratulations. Your boys have got to the grand final, minor premiers, but unfortunately, because of COVID-19, they can't play the grand final. Is that right?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we got all the way. We lost one game through the year, and then COVID shut everything down in the Northern New South Wales Rugby League. So
yeah. That's
it. We finished minor premiers, but...
Minor premiers. So, they're the team, but got nothing to do with the team. It's all the coach, isn't it?
Nah.
Tell us about your deadly team, my brother.
Yeah. We've got a good mix. Yeah, like we're playing an under-18 comp, but we've got a lot of under-16 kids in there as well.
Yes.
Just a really good blend. You know, we've got a couple of brothers in the back line.
A black line?
Black back line. You know,
black back line. That's right, brother. Got to have the Calypso football there, brother. Got to have natural talent there.
It's all good. Yeah, they're good. Just good kids, you know, and I think we probably finished the season and got me thinking, you know, rugby league's still a really good, really, really good thing for kids, especially going through COVID, you know, kept a lot of kids active and
yes. Together.
Just really, really, yeah, it just reminds me how good it is, you know.
And let me talk from a coaching point of view, my brother. It's not only coaching the game, the sport itself. It's about life too, isn't it, brother?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, got, you know,
and learning both ways, two-way street, you the coach as well.
Mate, I reckon Dad said sometimes this year, you know, them under-18 boys, they saved me, you know. You get a bit loopy through this and they bring you down to earth and...
snap out of it, coach.
They're honest, you know. They're honest. There's nothing bad about it. They're just honest. They just call it as they see it. It's great.
Exactly. And also the parents at the table as well. There's the community in itself, all working together. For the common goal of life and using football as a tool, as a vehicle.
Yeah, we were really lucky this year. All the parents, you know, they come to every game, anything we had on, they're all there, all supportive. They got on board early, you know, what we stood about, you know, a bit of discipline and turning up and mateship and those kind of things, you know. So, yeah, it was really good. It was a real community spirit. Actually, you're a star down here. All the boys ask when you're coming down, so you need to get on your bike.
Shut your mouth. Follow. Trendy Trev, going down to Gold Coast. The Hornets, is that right? Tell us about the club,
yeah,
bro.
Hornets. So they're located in Coogee, so just near Tweed Heads. Everyone knows Tweed Heads probably a bit better.
Yes. Close to the border, Coogee, isn't it?
Yeah, too close for me. I tell you, Queensland to live in New South Wales, they give it to me too.
Too beautiful. So the Hornets, and look, they've got juniors, seniors, women's?
Yeah, they've got juniors, seniors. So this year, our A-grade finished minor premiers, reserve grade finished minor premiers, under-18s minor premiers, and our ladies team finished fourth.
Okay.
So all in the finals, and all the juniors, you know, got a really good junior base, good feel. Yeah, great club, really good. But the league's really good too, you know.
Sure.
No matter where you travel, you know, you go to Casino, Lismore, Ballon, everyone looks after you. It's really good.
Fantastic. So Hornets, that's the emblem. What's the actual club?
Yeah, so it's Coogeon Kingscliff.
Coogeon Kingscliff, okay, yep.
Yep.
And what are the colours, so, Drew?
Green and gold, like back up home, very similar to the old Mariba days.
Okay, look, Gladiator is Mariba.
Yeah, same colours.
Because you stem from up this way, you're a North Queensland man, but hey, you say you move south and live in the dream.
Move south, but I don't surf, brother.
I was just going to say, you ride them waves now. You're skagged, you surfy boy, eh? Blonde hair?
No.
Muscly chest?
No, not me. I just want to say, you know, like, got the end of the season, and I don't know, you've been keeping an eye on the boys, so we appreciate it. Boys listen to you every week. So
oh, deadly.
Shout out to my mob in the 18.
Big shout out, yes.
And, yeah, we look forward to you getting down here sometime, mate. You got a lot of fans down here. Come down.
There you go, brother. Thank you for the invite. Big shout out. And they're all winners, even though they didn't get to the grand final regarding COVID-19. But minor premiers, and like only losing one game. That is too deadly team effort. And thanks for the call, my brother. And big shout out to the boys.
Talk soon, mate.
All the best. Take care, Andrew Venables. Big yarn, deadly yarn, Andrew Venables, and coach there for the under-18 Hornets. And, yeah, they went through the season with losing one game. They became minor premiers, and the grand final is supposed to be happening this weekend. But because of COVID-19, they scrapped the competition. So there you go. You can't be serious. We're just playing that deadly song with Only Wilma Remedy. And this daily program, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Bet 7 minutes on the program. Have you say, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. In actual fact, we do have someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Morning, how are you? Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, brother, yeah, I'm Marshall Qualia, brother. That no one owns the water, anybody was alluding to. Well, Bikini, brother. Bikini got us today from Bikini Atoll into Marshall Islands. And he said no one owns. You know, this what is going to happen over in China? They're fighting over bloody water and sea rice,
yes,
and airspace. And you know, Marshall, you can sell air to people. It's called air freshener, and you can buy ice and sell the water. But on that stuff about Marshall Island and who owns it, they never ask those people of the Pacific, brother, if they can use nuclear testing there and stuff about
yes.
Morro Atoll when the French went out, they, and Maralinga, brother, that. Thing was more powerful than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. One day, what happened to all those Aboriginal people there, brother? Mm. But in the early 80s, you know, like I say, I'm more than just a black man, a sober alcoholic, or gumi, whatever you want to call me. I'm a human being. But in the early 80s, I went and you know, like brother down the track, brother Tony, I'm gonna channel. Speedy McGuinness used to come on and they used to talk about Mafia Asia or listening, but to those government people that are listening, they probably have my photos. In the early 80s, I went into the Darwin airport with other white people and I protested because, brother, Darwin is a place where they have the only place where they refueled, I think it was a B-52, and they have to be in the air to make a nuclear strike at any time. And I went out there on that, and I talked about the Adelaide to Adelaide to Darwin rail link. Our Donald Rumsford mob, Ali Burton, was behind that rail link. I've got to not forget about Roxby and uranium, the nuclear cracker from uranium, and the nuclear sub. And you know, I wonder about those whales, brother. They operate on sonar and
yes.
How they can affect the whale, brother. Thank you very much, brother. Oh, yeah, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Look, it's come to a time where Murray got a sign-off here, you mob. I thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, it is your program. Murray just steering the ship. That's all I'm doing. But that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Make that call next week. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Voice for our people, do utilise it. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic and need to abide by the rules. Get vaccinated or have that conversation with your doctor, your First Nation health organisations about that space. All right, Mob Yarn soon. We've got Mitch Tambo here. He's daily track called Heal. New tracks, so do enjoy and take you up to the news with NIRS. Thank you, Mob.